Yeah, what was your question you
want? Oh, the last one is about your involvement after you joined this union, EIW, 1988, right? So,
no, I didn't choose to join the EIW. I didn't plan.
They offer your job for you.
They offered me. They say, please come and join the union because they have no IROs here. So the previous IRO was working here. He resigned. Nobody to run this office. So they came and approached me and I agreed.
But as we just now we talked about, it's actually the job technically is quite different with the textile thing.
The job should be the same.
Yeah.
But because I wasn't working there as a IRO, I was there as an executive council member. So my involvement there and here were totally different. Here I become the manager of this office.
Last time it's just an executive member.
Yeah, I become the member also. So that in that sense it's different. So this one goes very wide. Very wide. This one is very wide.
So for the past almost 20 years, what is the difference when you're working in these positions?
I think the desire to struggle is not there. My observation, they are not interested in struggling. You go to push them to come out to come and picket also, you go to push them. They are not interested to come. Why must we picket? When those days when we say picket, everybody come and picket, no question asked. Now, no, they want to know why you want to picket.
But you mean now is since when? Is it even 90s also become like this? Or
90s still okay. Okay. Now, recently. Later part of 90s it became
late 90s.
Wages were growing, improvement in work, satisfaction. So they don't have anything to struggle for. Every collective agreement, we improve the salary by percentage. So they are quite contented with what they are getting.
But is there any specific incidents or cases handled by your office during this 20 odd year that you have
a lot?
Most unforgettable experience.
Forgetful one is the question of
this
one, you cannot. Sorry, this is the best I can do.
It is very clear.
Okay. Change in ownership. One big area is the change in ownership. When that happens, one provision of the law say the buyer must terminate the owner, present owner must terminate the workers. You got to terminate or got to give notice. Give notice of termination. You give notice to terminate, but it doesn't say pay money for termination. Supposed to be given a termination notice, but the company doesn't give termination notice. You know, it doesn't terminate. It just say, it does give termination notice, but it doesn't comply with the provisions of the law that. See, this provision, this section 12, it says, it's a bit complicated for you, I don't know if you'll understand it or not. They say the employee, shall be given, shall be entitled to, and the employer shall give the employee notice of termination. Okay, just read up to the enough lah.
Yeah.
You must be given notice of termination. The law say when there is a change in business, change in ownership, notice of termination must be given. But it doesn't say after giving termination notice, money must be paid. It doesn't say. But then another provision say, regulation say, regulation 4, this one says, you must read together lah, this one, you read together with this one. This regulation 4 say, an employee shall be entitled to termination benefit where his contract of service terminated, like here, terminated. You must terminate. If you terminate, you must give notice of termination. Terminate, notice of termination. Terminate, you pay money. Employer is terminated for any reason whatsoever, must pay. Shall be entitled to termination benefit payment. For any reason, except three conditions here. So you must pay. Then, generally we think it must be paid.
Yeah.
Then they come out with an amendment to Regulation 8, another regulation. Another regulation, they say, Regulation 8, this one. If the new owner come and give you same terms or better terms, you must accept. If you don't accept within 7 days, you are not entitled. Here say give. Regulation 4 say, Regulation 4 say give. Regulation 6, 8 say don't give if the condition is the same.
Yeah.
So this, under this we lost a few cases lah. I cannot forget lah.
I
cannot forget because the court say no need to give. This failure make me feel very sad because we attempt so many times and we fail.
So if those workers who don't want to stay on, they have got nothing lah.
The law said no need to pay. He give you don't want. But I don't like to work with you.
Yeah.
Last time I worked in an electrical company. Now you are asking me to this man take over. He is producing a ladies undergarment. I don't like to work. But you say cannot. He asks you, he give you work, same terms or even better terms, you must accept. Whether you like to work or not, immediately. So there are many authorities we pointed out that you can't force them to work for somebody.
Yeah.
It is like slave labor. All these arguments we gave. But still we lost this one I cannot forget. The Companies Act also come in, not only this one, the Companies Act also comes in. So too many acts to all they say is don't give. That's where we got disappointed in the law.
So there's a lot of cases for change of ownership for the past 10 years.
Yeah, quite a number, not many, hundreds are like that, more.
But you all lost most of the cases.
In my opinion, that first paragraph I read one, the new owner must give notice. The law say what? Termination notice must be given. If you give me termination notice, mean you're sacking me, right? But the law doesn't say must pay him compensation. Then the regulation say, for any reason, if you are terminated, must give you termination benefit. But after saying that, regulation 8 say, if the new buyer gives you better terms and conditions, you cannot say, I don't want your job. You must take and work with him. He is forcing him to work for somebody who you don't like to work. So this, the court refused to see that, this one. So we lost this matter. Cannot forget that, this one.
Well, how about the challenge?
We went up to Court of Appeal, we lost.
Oh, get on. How about other challenges, like get people, workers to join the unions? Nowadays, it is still very challenging to get people to join the unions.
But it's a different question. Yeah, it is very difficult to get them to come and join.
So how
see,
is
you were talking about just now, you lunch or before lunch, you were asking me this question.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it difficult to organize unions? Mm-hmm. You asked that question.
Yeah.
So in organizing, first you got to recruit. You got to recruit members. Number two, after having recruited, you must make sure that there is majority in your recruitment. Number three, you got majority, you must file claim for recognition. Recognition must be given by employer. If the employer can give recognition, or he refused to give recognition. So if he refused to give recognition, you cannot function. If he refused, you cannot function as a union in the workplace. Cannot function. Cannot function. He must give you recognition. But normally these fellows, they don't give you recognition. When they don't give, you are hanging in the air. Then you got a challenge in the High Court, blah, this, blah, that, blah, to make sure that the recognition is given, or they want to explain, they want to give reason why they don't want to recognize. So once recognition is given, then you can file your agreement. So this whole process takes a very long time. But before you recruit, you must also check whether the industry that you organize is the right industry. You understand? The right industry, lah. For example, I want to organize the textile workers.
Mm.
If it's a textile union, then that can go and organize them into the textile union.
Mm.
Electrical union cannot go and organize the textile union to be in the electrical union. Understand? Mm. That they must make clear first. The product they must check first.
Mm.
Sometimes it belongs to the electronics, sometimes to the electrical. So you've got to check first to ensure it is in the right industry.
Mm.
Then you've got to go organize. Now after organizing, you've got to get majority. And it is not so easy to get these and bigger workers. You've got to convince the workers, you've got to talk to them why you need a union. What can the union do? How helpful is the union to you? That kind of convincing talk has to be given to persuade them. Join. Some don't want to join. Some they ask you like, why must I join? Why must I pay you money? That kind of questions need to be asked, need to be answered before you organize them. Not easy, completely not easy. They made it so difficult that it's not easy to organize. Sometimes you cannot get majority, out you go. You want 90 people, say you want out of 100 people, you get 90% say, yes, I want union, right? So you are successful, but out of 100 people, only 42% agree, 42% agree, then cannot lah. So these are the obstacles lah, why we cannot organize them. And then the management know that you are organizing, they go after the workers. victimizing them, you know, punishing them for something which they also don't know why. So those are the factors inside here. Very difficult to organize. If you just imagine, out of about 16 million workers today done, now we get up only about 8.2% organized into unions. That means 92% is remaining unorganized. Why does this happen? Not because people are not organizing, but it is made so difficult that the people don't want to join the Forget Me Life. Now I have a bad example in Blau Punk, you know. We went to organize them. The workers, some workers and some supervisors, go and force them, don't join the union, don't vote yes or no. But when there is a, in order to determine majority, there is a voting system, a balloting system, secret ballot, balloting. In the balloting, if the workers all say no union, you cannot get. So in this Blau Punk, because of the pressure from the supervisors and somebody, people voted no union. Out we go, we lost. See? So like that, many cases like that.
But they need someone amongst the worker who take the lead. So the unions will talk to them, the national union will talk
to them. It is internal ones that is important, not the outer one. Outer one, like myself, I can go, I can talk to some people, but they have to go inside.
Convince their other colleagues.
That's why it's very difficult. Some of them are paid well, so they think no need to join union. But never mind, you don't join, never mind, but you tell people not to join union, that's the worst part. We have difficulty like that.
So this is the sixth left in England.
No, we only have six.
But is there any situation where this union will suddenly pull out?
Or unions or company?
Yeah.
Company? Company?
Yeah, company.
Possible. For example, I was told that number three there, it can be taken over by some other shareholder. You know? See, Thailand investors, they want to come and take over the whole company here. Their share belongs to them, but the name of the company is still the same. Company not sold, only shareholder. So that company will be there, but if the new shareholder feels that they want to shift it to Thailand, the factory here is gone. It can happen.
But it's normally because of the change of ownership, it's rather. How about, is there any cases?
Changeover in ownership one. Some they closed for better, greener pasture. They want to go to the Philippines. They feel Philippines is better than Malaysia. They close here, they go there.
But is there any cases where the workers decided to dissolve the unions?
No, never.
Never.
Okay, if you have any other question, you can call and ask me.
Okay, yes.